You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95 BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
Thank you, Recircle. And Morena Penny, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. For anyone who wasn't at the Tate Prize on Tuesday of last week, Penny was there wielding a microphone, a camera and a black carpet for all the glitz and the glamour and the great outfits. How was your Tuesday? Did you have a fun night?
Yeah, it was great. It was such a good vibe, I reckon, the Tate Awards.
It is.
I don't know what it is. It's kind of like formal but chill at the same time.
It is, and that kind of is reflected in the spectrum of outfits that get worn, I feel, to the Tate Prize too. What were you wearing, Penny?
I was wearing Jimmy D and Rick Owens.
Nice. A classic,
yeah,
Penny combo.
My fave. Yeah. I also kind of wanted to do a shout out to Dylan Tate as well, who's the namesake of the Tate Music Prize, because if people don't know, he was actually also a really stylish dude.
Totally.
Like, he interviewed Rolling Stones, Bob Marley and Lou Reed famously in a pharmacy, but he was really known for his style. Like, Paul McCartney on his second interview he had commented that he'd been looking for a shirt the same as Dylan since his last interview.
Oh, that's a good compliment.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I would love Macca to say my shirt was cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, eh? I think, like, the best thing I can say about the Tates in the sense of style is that people are really great at mixing up new and old, and that whole thrifting thing is really evident at the Tate Awards. Like, I was describing to people about how I feel like other awards we have are more formal. It's like going to the school ball. So people kind of feel great, but they're a little bit uncomfortable in what they're wearing.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the Tate, it's almost like going to the blue light disco where you're still dressed up.
Yeah.
But, you know, but you're a little bit more relaxed and kind of more in your kind of, I mean, I guess, yeah, kind of in more in your world.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I like to look at is people's, what I call their items of flair.
Ah, yes.
Which is kind of a statement piece that they're wearing that just kind of goes with the rest of their outfit. Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe it clashes. But that's the thing that you notice, and it's the thing that kind of brings the whole look together.
Who had the best items of flair, in your opinion, Penny?
Well, there were quite a few. And I think that's what is so cool about the Tates, is that people are so individual. So I kind of want to give I hate the word shout outs, but
mentioned
to Shepherd's Reign and their whānau. Like, the whole collective that came together looked amazing.
They did look amazing.
Like, really cohesive as a group as well. Mermaidens, I love the fact that they always come in lots of colour, which it really stands out. I mean,
at an indie award ceremony.
The noir carpet was like definitely filled with a lot of noir. It's just lucky that at the end, with the formal photos, it's red. Otherwise, it could have been floating heads.
Yeah.
And also, Mermaidens, I think it might be Gussie's sister who was wearing a bright blue satin dress. Like, that looked amazing. She looked really cool.
Super cool.
Yeah, Princess Chelsea and the whole band. I guess Princess Chelsea and Juju Lips, what was really cool about them is they were wearing corsets as outerwear. And it was a really good look. So I would kind of describe that as their item of flair. Although Princess Chelsea also had a headscarf on.
I was going to say, Chelsea is the queen of wearing cool things on her head. There was a headscarf on Tuesday, but I've seen her wear, like, you know, those little 1920s, like, beaded caps and stuff before. And I'm always like, oh, I wish that was me. I wish I could do that.
Incredible
I probably could
ability.
But you have to really back yourself.
Yes.
Chelsea pulls it off effortlessly.
Yeah, definitely. In the kind of menswear, Dave Kahn bolo necktie, he always looks great, one of those. Dave Kahn plays with Marlon Williams, Ernie Bell, like lots of different people, as well as doing his own work. DC Maxwell, he had a suit on, but what I loved about his suit is that he wore a white shirt that had an asymmetrical placard underneath. So the buttons did up on an angle, and it kind of just really kind of pulled that look together. Lucy Sutter from Dick Move wearing Jimmy D and the Piss Baby Global Alliance bum bag was pretty cool.
I felt a bum bag solidarity with Lucy because I put on my beautiful Taylor Groves dress, which is one of my fancy dresses, and I put on a Jimmy D jacket, which is my fancy jacket, and then I wasn't really thinking and I grabbed the MacPack bum bag that I just have in my tote bag every day, and it wasn't until I was in the Uber there that I was like, this is kind of incongruous, not on purpose, but I'm just going to have to make it my item of flair tonight because I'm here now. Haven't got my fancy handbag with me. I have my tramping bag. So, <Yeah. laughs> and then I saw Lucy had her Piss Baby one, and I was like, it's all good. It's the look.
Vera Allen looked amazing. She was wearing a white Gloria Witch's dress and a Vivienne Westwood choker, which was really cool. But I kind of, just wanted to point out to people that I know that it can be really stressful when you're going to to things that seem formal or semi-formal, and you just don't know what to wear. And I think kind of wearing something that you're comfortable in is key, because you've got to sit around all night. Luckily the Tate Awards are pretty short, like the actual awards, but just having the item of flair really will help. And I think it could even be like a favorite ring or something like that just kind of gives you like more confidence, you know.
Totally. And I think if you're feeling good in what you're wearing, it's always going to look cool as well. And my favorite thing, I agree with you, is you go up to people at the Tate Prize and you're like, you look amazing, where's your dress from? They'll be like, it's Miss Crab, which I got on Trade Me for $10 or something. Everyone's all about the sort of gorgeous bargain that they have as well, so it's quite nice. People are very proud of their secondhand collectors items as well.
And it's great because, you know, there's so many great places in Auckland that you can go to get, you know, used clothing, you know, Recircle, of course, being one, which is like a supermarket for thrifted clothes, Taddies, those sorts of places. You can always find something, which is really cool. And it's also good for the environment.
Hell yeah. We love the circular economy.
Yeah, I was watching the British Sewing Bee the other day because it's one of my favourite shows. And they mentioned that we have enough clothing in the world at the moment to clothe the next 6 generations.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So that's why, you know, crazy. I'm a quality over quantity person. So I do spend, you know, maybe more money on a piece sometimes, but that's because I know I'll have it for 20 years.
Totally.
Stop the sewing machines. We've got enough.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
For sure.
Hey, thank you, Penny. If people want to go check out some of the photos from the black carpet, they're up on the BFM Instagram now and on the website and on the Facebook page. There's some really fantastic outfits. I recommend you go have a look at what people were wearing, because it is like K-Road but flashed up. So it's like a Friday night but then the next level Friday night. So it's good inspo if you've got any formal events to head off to in the next wee while. Thank you, Penny.
Yeah.
Have a lovely morning.
Can I also just mention the great photography from Nico Penny and also Dave Simpson Photography, because they were amazing.
Yeah, shout outs to Nico and Dave. Always fantastic. We're going to play some Vera because, of course, she did win the Tate Prize on Tuesday. This is Ideal Home Noise is the album. This track is Fake Milk. We'll see you soon, Penny. Thanks so much.
Thanks, babe.
You got fanboys? As many as look. something about it. Still getting my card to climb, but in the background of my mind, there's this noise that's tugging on me. I think it might be like my time, yeah. I think it might be like my time.
Penelope Noir, thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep beep.
Beep beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.